this has been a building process. We've talked about that many, many times.
Yeah.
5 wins in 3 years leading up to this.
Yep.
7 wins this year. A remarkable win on Thanksgiving. A record-setting day. Points for you guys on a holiday game. You know, Vinny, obviously. Can you wrap your head around everything that happened here?
There's a lot that happened today. But I think that, you know, within our team and within our unit and regardless of what goes on outside, within our team we know what we're capable of. And I think this is the first day where everybody got a chance to see it, right? And I think that one of the things that, you know, for 4 years with some of these kids, the seniors, you know, one of the first conversations I had with them was about pride. And it's something that was always something that, as a former player here, was a big part of our program. You know, Ken Perrone had the pride room, and there was just a lot of things that were associated with pride. And one of my things that was really important to me was to try to bring that back, right? To bring it so that the pride almost oozes out, right? When a group of guys walk into a room. And I think for me, pride is kind of made up of two things, right? Make the place better than it was when you got there, and, you know, honor those that came before you, right? And I think the thing here is that, you know, these guys every day, you can see those elements, right? They wanted to make sure that they showcased their skills to impress those that came before them. And they've always tried to make it better, right? Every day they're fighting to make this place better. And I think today's game, you know, was the culmination of all that hard work and sacrifice. Because these guys have gone through some dark days, and it wasn't easy, you know. We could talk about having a legacy and doing all these things about pride, but to grind it out every day when things aren't so easy, it's a tribute to their character and their ability to lead each other, right? Because, again, one coach in a room giving them a speech is not going to carry them through at 5 a.m. workouts, right? It's a leaders in the locker room, and we're real fortunate to have some great leaders in this class.
Well, there's only so much you guys as coaches can do. You have to, you know, rely on those leaders to get things done. Did you feel confident leaving that room this morning and the boys were just to themselves, that they were completely ready?
No question. I've never seen them more locked in my life. Never. I will even go as far. I started coaching in 98. I don't think I had a group more locked in than this group today. Ever. I mean, it's almost 20
Super
years.
Bowl.
Yep. I've never seen a team more locked in. I mean, I've had some very confident teams that were focused, but practice never been cleaner. I mean, it was again, I think that's what this rivalry is all about. You know, people play well beyond, you know, kind of, you know, what they could normally do in everyday life, you know. And I think it started showing the beginning of this week where that level of confidence just started showing, and there was less coaching and there was just a lot of doing, right? And then that, again, came to the point, the head, where we're in the locker room. I didn't have to say much, you know. We came together as a group last night, you know, with the alumni. We had a little conversation. It was good. And today, like I said, we didn't have to say much. I mean, they were about as focused. They're the focused team I've ever seen.
Could you talk a little bit about your assistants and your coaching staff?
Yeah,
and
no question.
They got here. They helped you get here.
Without question. Yeah. I mean, I've been extremely fortunate to have a bunch of guys that have actually followed me, you know, as I've moved through different schools. I think the other important thing, too, is that they're guys that, you know, they're not here just to coach football. They're here to really kind of develop these kids academically, athletically, and socially. And, again, I wouldn't be where I am. So a couple guys that I'd like to highlight. One is P.J. Bach. P.J. Bach is our strength coach, our O-line coach, and our special teams coach. And he started coaching me probably about a dozen years ago. He's just a cornerstone in what we're doing.
Played on that Super Bowl team.
He was part of the 99 Super Bowl team. He's a perfect fit for Salem, you know, when it comes to coaching. The other one is Ed Mercier. Ed Mercier was a former coach here at Salem High School, stepped away for a couple years, but when I came back to Salem, I picked him right up because I actually coached with him back at St. Mary's many, many moons ago. So late 90s, early 2000s with Mike Slotto. Coach Mercer and I coached together, and, you know, he's our defensive coordinator. And, you know, I think if you really look at this year, how physical we played, you know, how downhill we played, really getting the ball with our hair on fire. That's a mentality. You know, you can have kids that kind of want to play football, but that's a mentality set by a coach, and he just did a great job.
Vinny having probably the best day of his career today in the final game. What a fitting ending for him, I would think, as not only a terrific player, but also as a leader, and what he's been able to accomplish during his time here.
I'm just so happy for him, so proud. I mean, I remember him when he walked in. So he played youth, and I watched him play youth, and I think he was on the D-line in, like, seventh grade. And I remember watching him play, and then when he got to the high school, you know, we kind of made decisions to move him around a little bit. And actually, he's in a freshman. We even tried him on a quarterback a little bit. And just to see his growth. And I've always said this. I think this game is one of those games that even as a coach, I try my best at some point in the game to kind of take a step back and just look at some of the kids out there and kind of where they were when they're freshmen, sophomore. Because some of these young men are not very fortunate in the sense of what's going on in their life outside of football. They got a lot of hardships, a lot of tough things going on, a lot of distractions, a lot of things that most adults have a hard time dealing with, and they're trying to deal with it being 15 years old. And, you know, Vinny's one of those guys that has overcome a lot. And
his dad died when he was young, right?
Yeah, yeah, and tragically, you know. And he's somebody that, you know, instead of having a situation like that that can really pull you into a negative space, you know, he basically wanted to make sure, getting back to, you know, honoring those before you and things like that. I mean, he's really tried to set the stage for himself so that he can, you know, be the best he can be and everything he can do, and he can showcase what he can do, because he wants to respect, you know, some of the challenges that everyone on this team has had to face. I think there's a mutual respect amongst all of them, and they don't want to let each other down. It's something that's it's a tight bond that it's hard to put into words. You know, when you're standing in it as a coach, you're humbled by it, because when a 16-year-old kid gets it, and I know I have friends that are in their 40s that don't get it, right? And to have a group of guys that get it, that translates to everything, right? Academically, on this football field, and what they're doing outside of school, it all translates. And they're a good group, and you know, as an alumni, I'm very, very proud.
Awesome.